Let me start this.
Oh, bless us all.
Let me just say, I'm with Mrs. Freena Cutler, and it is May 7th, right?
Is it? Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure that I've got you loud enough, and I think I did. Okay. Do you remember the 27 flood?
We lived in Waitsfield at the time. And I do remember it, but not. I remember my parents going out every once in a while to see how, you know, if the water was coming up to the house. We were surrounded, but the water didn't affect us at all. But I was only 7 years old.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Conrad was talking about how she had come home
from school. Yeah, they brought us home early from school. Yeah. But I guess it's a good thing I didn't remember. I would have been frightened.
Your daughter, yeah. Well, I was really interested in the fact that somebody told me you worked at the Ward store for quite a number of years.
I went to work at the Ward store when it was up above, and that was in 1938, and I worked there for, I don't know, off and on for a number of years. And then my children kept me home for a while, and in the meantime, they moved down here.
And to this store here?
Yes.
That was after the other one burned, I guess.
No, it wasn't. They came down here before the other one burned, and they had their hardware at that store up there. And called that the hardware store, and then the grocery store was down here.
Uh-huh.
And I worked there off and on for, a number of years.
So,
not so steadily, but I would go over maybe in an afternoon or maybe in the morning and work as I was needed.
So the first store was really a general store.
This one was too, because they had everything here. They had grain and clothing of all kinds, winter, summer. You could buy anything, drugs, anything. It was really wonderful.
And it was kind of a community center, wasn't it? I mean, everybody.
It was. This was a mill town.
Well,
it was
tell me a little bit, because I.
This was a one big family. Everybody knew everybody. And it really was great. Nothing like it. My children grew up when it was the best of times, I say.
Well, tell me a little more about it, because one of the things I've come to realize is Warren and Waitsfield were different, because there wasn't sort of one family.
That's right. Well, it's all there was in town was the mills, and every family worked at the mills. And there was one down here, down over the hill.
And
then
that was called the upper mill the lower?
This was the upper mill, the upper end of the village. Down here there was a mill down over the bank there. There was the clapboard mill here, and then there was an upper mill. But the first mill was down over the bank on the right-hand side as you go through the village. And then that burned, and then they put it up on the hill.
I see.
But they had everything. They had wood everybody burned wood in those days, and they got their groceries. We were just one big family, I say.
Yeah, because I've heard at Christmas Eve or something that they would all come
to the town hall. They had a community Christmas tree, and the Ward Lumber Company always gave all the men, gloves or something, and the trees were trimmed with that, and the women were given even aprons or kitchen towels or some item for the home. And then the families brought gifts for their friends and their children.
And was there a big supper there then?
No.
Bring dishes? Or?
No, it was just the Christmas tree, but the school children put on a program.
Uh-huh.
They recited poems, and they had plays and sang songs, and it was lots of fun and a good get together.
Yeah, and I guess in those days, a lot was done with horses. Teams.
Most of it was done with horses. There was no hard surface road through the village, and in the spring of the year, people talk about mud on the hills and on the back roads. We had it right through the village. People would get stuck right in the village bringing their logs to the mills. The horses would be really working.
Well, I'm interested in, you know, different happenings and different stories. Maybe you remember some that your husband told about events that happened, or humorous things that happened in the store. Was there practical joking? I told you your brother told me that Ron...
Yes, about what was the rhyme?
I can't remember the rhyme. I wish I brought it to you. But the story was that this man had come to work for Ward's and said he could drive a team, and they gave him a pair of mules to drive. And the mules ran away with him, and the wagon got all scraped up, and he came back. And Ward fired him. And then this other guy wrote this humorous poem about it.
Yes. I don't seem to remember that. I guess I'll have to ask him.
But he remembered the poem.
Yeah. Well, he used to drive team. Did he tell you that?
He mentioned that, yeah.
I had a picture of him in his team. But I don't know where it is. I still have it, no doubt. But I don't know really where it is now.
Right.
Yes, the village has changed considerable. There's a lot of houses that are gone that were there where the fire station is. There used to be a two-tenement house there. And so many have burned. There was a house where the town clerk's office is, and I can't remember what happened to that or whether it was just taken down for the town clerk's office. I don't remember, but a nice little house in there. But everything is so different.
Yeah. Well, did most people rent?
Yes. Ward's owned a lot of the houses in the village, and the families rented.
And when did that change?
I can't remember when Ward did sell.
So that's what happened. He
yes
sold the mill.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah. Well, he sold to. Well, it was still Ward Lumber Company, but its headquarters were in Waterbury.
I see.
And there you see a lot of land for sale around now, which is just WLC, I think, and then so many acres. But it's Ward Lumber Company. It's land that they purchased from the Wards.
I see.
And
huh. It's in interviewing, I haven't seen a town that quite had that complexion.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, certainly Warren had, you know, about a whole pile of different little mills.
Yes.
And Waitsfield, I was interviewing Jack and Jessamine
Laro,
and they were very funny because Jack had come from East Warren, and Jess, and it was like one had come from
Warren and the other Waitsfield. Is that
one had come from a little bitty town, and one had come from the big city? You know, the way they were very funny. Right? Oh, you went to those kitchen junkies, didn't you?
Well, I don't remember those.
But, Jack and Jasmine had only been to one when she
yes.
went to visit in East Warren.
Yes.
But I'm interested in sort of the workings of the store and how it was. And
Well, at quitting time, all the mill help used to come into the store and do their shopping, and it seemed as if they lived from day to day. Now, they probably didn't, but they used to come in and they would buy their groceries for that meal, I should say. And things were charged. They were put on the slip. So I, you know, you grew to know everybody, what their names, you know, their names, and there were very large families. In fact, I think there were 3 families in town with 10 children.
Is that right?
But nice families, and they were, you know, everybody was close.
And when did that start to change? Was that when Ward's moved to Waterbury, or when the ski areas came in, or?
It's been gradual, I think. But, and of course, I've got older, and I just reminisce, I guess, to the olden days, which I loved, because I don't know my neighbors. Which is sad. I really should, but I do not know them.
Now, did your husband work in the mill?
Well, early, I think. But he always was, to start with, he was a mechanic in Waterbury. And then he got interested in the logging, and he drove a log truck, worked with Mr. Evans for years, and drove a log truck. And then he bought him out, and he logged for himself for a few years. And then then I think it was after Ward's were bought out that things weren't quite, there wasn't so much sale of the logs. And so he sold his business, and he went to work for the town as the road commissioner.
Oh, really?
And he worked, I can't tell you how many, quite a number of years as a road commissioner, and then he retired. And he retired, but he built a little shop up here, and he did small engines, lawnmowers, chainsaws, and kept himself busy all the time. He was a man that wasn't idle very long.
What do they say? Idleness is the devil's workshop.
And it was very hard on him when he was unable to do anything. It was very, very hard.
Well, yeah, I think when somebody's been active.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about the river? Obviously, that played a big role in the mills.
There were dams up above and down here, and that's what run the mills. There used to be a place where they, I guess, had to keep fire all the time, and it was, steam probably that run the mill. Yeah, this was a big outfit down here.
Oh, well, when did the dams go out?
Well, they didn't really go out. After the mills went out, I think that the dams just deteriorated. Just within the last few years, this one over here has finally gone.
But they just shut down the dams then?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Hmm. How did Ward start? Or when did it start?
Well, that I don't know. I think it has come down through families.
Uh-huh.
I believe maybe this is maybe the third generation.
Uh-huh.
Because this over here is owned, the Claiborne Mill is owned by Holly Ward.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's still going.
I think he lives in Middlebury.
Yes, I know he has over the, yes, I think he does. Do you know Holly?
I don't.
No.
And I should.
You should interview him.
Talk with him.
Yes, yeah. You should.
I mean, you know, it's close to home.
Always
where.
You live in Middlebury.
Ripton.
You live in Ripton. Mm-hmm.
But I work in Middlebury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I will. Definitely. What about different things as you were growing up, different things that happened? Sometimes I think if, you know, there must be stories you tell your children about how it was, and...
I don't know. I really did grow up here in Moortown. We lived in Waitsfield. My father worked on a farm for a Mr. Jones in Waitsfield. And we were getting our mail from this post office through the Royal. And there came a time when they needed a new carrier. And so he took the exam and passed and got the job as a mail carrier in town. And so we did. We moved to town. And he carried mail for... oh, a number of years. I can't remember. He died in, let's see. He would have been, I think he died in 80. Maybe it was 81. He would have been 91 had he lived mm-hmm. another month.
Gosh.
And my mother had died years before. He lived alone down over the hill here. Did very well for himself. That's and preferred to... preferred to be alone. He had a nice home and he preferred to be alone.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were six of us in the family. Mm-hmm.
And did you all come down to Moortown then?
My oldest sister was married, but the rest of us all did. Mm-hmm. We're scattered a little bit now. I've lost one sister. And I have one that lives in Williston and one that lives in Massachusetts and a brother that lives in Florida.
Oh,
and then I have my brother up here.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Because I think sometimes, you know, families today get so spread out.
We've been a very close family. We really have.
Yeah.
Why he could think of one right so quickly, and
it's hard. When
I know it.
For this thing right in front of you to do it, but things like... well, different incidences that happened in the store, for example.
Christmas was wonderful over here, though. It really was, because they would get in, you know, very few toys, and then they would get in the wrapping paper and the Christmas. They'd trim the front window. The old store had a window that bowed out like this, and they trimmed the window, and I can remember the candy, the hard candies that came in tubs, you know, and you scooped the hard candies out, and they always had a display of chocolates, and Christmas was a wonderful time over here.
Yeah.
Christmas is a nice time anyway.
It is. Was there a particular church in town?
There's two churches in town. There is a Catholic church and a Methodist church. And we still were really one big community. We always got along just beautiful together. And they used to have chicken pie suppers, and the churches would go together and work on the suppers and divide the proceeds. We really are a wonderful town.
Well, now I've also heard there was a talc mill.
The talc mine was a...
talc mine.
Yes, now the Maynards would maybe know more about that because they bought the farm where the talc mine was. Everett and Ella Maynard? Have you interviewed?
Is that Wilma Maynard?
No, the farm above.
Is that Wilma Maynard's...
No.
Father-in-law?
No. But I think maybe they are related... distantly. I don't know the relation, but it's the farm that's just above the snack bar.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that's owned by?
Everett. And Ella. Mm-hmm.
And that's where the talc mine was?
Yeah, in back somewhere. I don't know. That's another thing. I don't think I've ever been to the talc mine.
And the other thing I was told was that...
Was that the talc mine or was that the marble? It was marble. The talc mine was over the other way, I think, on Route 2.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
I don't know.
There was a mine of some sort up here on Maynard's, because I've heard them talk about that, and it might have been the talc mine. I don't know.
And And then the other thing I was told was that there was a large group of Irish at
Paddy Hill.
Where? On
Paddy? They used to call it Paddy Hill up there because it was Irish. There was a schoolhouse up there and everything. At one time, there were, I think there were maybe 10 or more schools. But as I remember going to school, there were 7 different schools in Moortown, the small schools. And then they consolidated and all came down here.
Now, is Paddy Hill, is that the same thing as
South Hill? That's right. Some people still call it Paddy Hill, but that was that was the old, old name.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And somebody told me that Mary Reagan had done something.
Yes, I think probably because the Reagans lived up there, the family of Reagans.
Yeah, well, from Reagan, I guess, is an Irish name.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And they I was told, I think, working on the railroad.
No, she probably would know that. I don't.
Mm-hmm. And were there any other sections in town, like a French-Canadian section or...
I don't believe so. There used to be a church up on the common. You've talked with Wimbles, didn't mm-hmm. they tell you? Part of their barn, or the church was where their barn was, or
what is it they say?
They didn't tell you that?
We didn't talk about that.
The church was up there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'll be darned.
Before they moved down here and built the town hall.
Was that originally the center of the town?
That's right.
Up there?
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, but Waitsfield, Warren, Moortown, the farms were up in the higher...
Right.
And it wasn't until later that they moved down to get the river power,
that's right.
I guess.
There used to be a road right straight through up that way, mm-hmm. right through to Waitsfield, and I don't know about Warren. I probably mm-hmm. it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. It's since grown up, of course.
The road doesn't go through there anymore?
It's just a path now, I think. I think the Skidoors used to go through there. Well, look at this little child running down the hill. Oh, there's 2 of them. So I guess they're all right. Well, they aren't alone, are they? I don't see anybody. That scares me.
Farms, even though it was a mill town?
Up that way there were farms. There used to be a number of farms. In fact, most of the places up there had, you know, from... 6 cows to a big herd. Everybody had their own cow and had their own milk. That's too bad too, because I don't think we have more than 3 farms in town right now.
And those are the Wimble, the Howes,
the Maynards. There's 4 because there's the Wimbles, the Howes, Everett Maynard that I was telling you about, and Scribner down on the river road to Jones Brook. Have you been to Jones Brook?
No,
that's an interesting place.
What's Jones Brook?
It's part of Moortown. It's toward Montpelier.
Mm-hmm.
There's really some interesting stories about Jones Brook that happened years ago. They had quite a flood up there at one time that washed them right out, I believe. But I have read you can get that history in Montpelier Library, mm-hmm. I think.
Uh-huh. But is that just before that other bridge that goes across the Winooski?
To Middlesex.
Right?
When you go down through, instead of going into Middlesex Village, you go straight down through,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn off to your right, and you go up in there. There's a little settlement up in there of quite a number of houses.
Uh-huh. Huh.
And it's much nicer now than it used to be, kind of rough, but it's a nice little settlement now.
And it was known as kind of the rougher...
Right.
And farms and...
Yes, I believe there was. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I don't know.
Because it was a mill town. I think that was the distinction there.
Have you ever heard why it was called Moortown?
No, I really haven't.
What Mrs. Conrad told me this morning was that they divided all the towns up and then they lumped this and called it Moortown.
I think they did that because we are really so spread out. We go way over toward Northfield. And then you go this way, and we go way off toward Montpelier. Then you go this way, we go off toward Waterbury.
I know.
We really are. We're very, very spread out.
Well, now, I noticed a big pasture.
We used to have a funeral home. What was this? A harness shop. And there used to be a big hotel. Right.
Now, is that the same that is the inn now, or
no? That hotel was right next to us.
Oh,
right,
really?
Next to us here, yes. And it, when it burned, it was very exciting. But
when did it burn?
63.
And you were living here.
Yes.
Where is your heart and your mouth?
Well, it was in March. There was a lot of. It was cold. I think it was March, but it was very cold that night, and the fire siren blew, and you know how kids are, oh, can we go see where it is, and we said, wait, but, so we watched, and Mervyn, at that time, we owned two log trucks, and one of them was in a garage in the other end of the hotel. And the kids went out, and Mervyn got his things on, and he started out. And I went to the front room, and I watched, and he started down the sidewalk, and he turned around and came back. And I said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "My truck's gone." I couldn't believe it. See, it started on that end, and it came this way. It burned us right out. And then they came in. We had a well drilled, and we had a hose outside, and they were standing and hosing our house, and it was just a sheet of glare ice. But they came in, and they said, "You better begin to pick up what you need or what you want, because we're losing it." And I thought, "Well, what do you get?" And I ran upstairs. And I stood there, and I couldn't do anything. And I just turned right around, and I came back. And they said, "You haven't got anything." And I said, "What do you get? You want, you stand there, and what do you want? You want everything. And you just can't take it, so you go with nothing." And finally, someone said, "Take pictures." So we grabbed stuff off the wall, and the car was in the yard here. We went out, opened the trunk, and we put the pictures in the trunk. Some skiers came along, and they came in, and they said, "Can we help you?" And I said, I really don't know." They grabbed the safe, which was the safest thing in the house, went out and laid it on top of the pictures, broke the frames, broke the glass, and I thought, "Oh, no." So I was just very, very distraught. But it didn't do a thing to the house. They did get it. I've got some horrible pictures of it where, you know, when as it was burning.
How did it start, do you know?
The garage held two trucks. Ours was one of them. And the other truck had been out on a trip delivering lumber or something. And it came back, and they had wood, just a wood stove for heat in there, and he thought the fire was down, and so he put in some wood, and it really got going. And I don't know. They said it started from the little stove that was in the garage there, but no one noticed it because it was on the other side. The next place was the store, and there was no one in the store. The store was closed. And no one saw it until it was really gone.
Well, there've been a number of awful fires, I guess.
There really have. The upper store burned. And when that burned, at one time, I think there were six houses that were afire at the same time. You know, the sparks flew onto the roof. Just small. They got the fires out. But then it was in the spring of the year, I think it was dry anyway, and there was a breeze. It took the fire across the river, and the woods caught a fire over there. It was really a wild time at that time.
Did all six houses burn?
No, it did damage on quite a few. And at that time, my husband was in the logging business, and he had a lot of of the equipment he bought of Mr. Evans that lived there. And he had a lot of things that had to do with the logging, like PV handles, and he had his snowshoes, which they used in the winter. And what were some of the things? Oh, we lost a number of things in that fire.
Mm. How did that fire get going?
That started. There were tenants upstairs, and I can't remember. It started somehow with the
tenants upstairs above
up
the
over
store.
The over what was the hardware store. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Boy.
Yeah, we have had some bad fires, and the mills burned. And I don't know. This one down here, that was an awful fire when that one burned. And the one that, the upper mill.
Was that a long time ago?
Yes, it was. I've got some nice pictures of that mill ball down there.
Did it close up, or did they rebuild it?
I think that fire closed that one up, but they had the upper one up there, and they did most of their logging up there.
And what kind of a mill was the upper one?
It just the clapboard,
the
log, yes,
mm-hmm.